John Tavares is a Toronto Maple Leaf.
I'm coming home.
With where this team's at and how good and young their core players are, and you know, seeing in recent weeks how the Marlies did and what the future holds with much more talent, the job that they've done here, it was just hard to turn down. You know, you start to get those feelings again once I went through the interview process and got that, and just what it was like as a kid watching the Leafs and following my favorite players. I thought the timing was too good and it was an opportunity I didn't want to turn down, and very fortunate to be here and happy to call myself a Maple Leaf.
I'm back where I belong. Yeah, I never felt so strong. Eh? I'm back, baby. I'm like
Do you have chills, Leafs Nation? Can you feel it? The new world order of Leafs hockey begins now. I'm Andy McNamara. This is the NHL Free Agent Frenzy Recap Show. Let's be honest, though. It's going to be a lot of JT talk. A lot of John Tavares joining Auston Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, Freddie Anderson, the whole crew, John Tavares. Oh, my. How do you feel? I want to get the reaction. Have you wrapped your head around this? Have you been able to come to terms that one of the best players on the planet is joining the Maple Leafs, and he chose to come here? This isn't a guy who's over the hills, 35 years old, trying to get one last payday. This is a guy who could have gone anywhere, who wanted to come here, who took less money to come home. You're listening on TSN 1050, tsn1050.ca, and the iHeartRadio app. On Twitter, want to hear from you there, at TSN 1050 Radio, at AndyMC81. I've opened the phones, folks. It's Canada Day. Hope you're enjoying the hot day. 416-870-1050, 416-870-1050. You want to call for free? I got you there, too. 855-591-6876, 1-855-591-6876. On the show in a few minutes, Kristen Shilton, our TSN 1050 Maple Leafs reporter, will join me. We'll tee up your calls there. Dave Festchuk from the Toronto Star. Dave Poulin, TSN hockey analyst. And if you missed the John Tavares press conference, we have the best chunks of that for you as well. We'll hear from the TSN hockey panel about this move. Also, we say goodbye to some Maple Leafs, right? JVR. Let's not discount those 30-plus goals. James Van Riemsdyk, gone. Tyler Bozak, gone. Uncle Leo, bye-bye. And what about the underlying storyline of Kyle Dubas, the Wonder Kid, training under Lou Lamoriello, the Godfather, scoops his boss, takes him away. What a move. That was the question when I was on last night. We were asking the question, what type of start is Kyle Dubas going to have? How is he going to be? We don't know. There was nothing lined up. There was nothing saying what Kyle Dubas was going to do. Right? Assistant GM, was it Lou? Was he ready? You make that move? 11-plus mil average annual salary? Whew! Gutsy move, kid. How about that? He made a splash. And it's not a Milan Lucic type. An oversign. Somebody who you could question. Best player available comes to Toronto. We can have nice things, Leaf fans. We can. We can have nice things. And I want to get to the Twitter poll question as well. Again, you can call in 416-870-1050, toll free 855-591-6876, on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio, at AndyMC81. Our Twitter poll question, now that Tavares has come home, what does this mean for the Leafs next season? What does it mean? Come the fall? What's happening next season? Are they hoisting the cup? Is this it? Do they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals? Is it getting to the conference finals or an early exit? On Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio, phone number 416-870-1050, 855-591-6876, toll free. I believe, Uncle Shawnee, do we got Kristen Shilton on the line? We got our Maple Leafs reporter, Kristen Shilton. Kristen, my goodness, what a difference a day makes. We talked last night. We had no idea. And JT came home. How your first reaction, it comes down the wire. Do you believe your eyes, your ears? How did you react?
You know, sort of like we talked about yesterday, Andy, we had said, you know, if he doesn't go back to the island by last night, if that deadline came and went and he hadn't made the decision, that then we would basically know that the Leafs were at the top of the list, that we had that feeling from everything that had gone on that that's where he was going to end up. And so when I saw it, it was just a confirmation, really, of that idea that it was going to come down to, do you go with what you know, or do you go home? Do you live out the childhood fantasy that Connor Brown, Mitch Marner, Zach Hyman talk about all the time? Do you go to the Toronto Maple Leafs and live out the dream of the 7-year-old kid on the outdoor rink, you know, scoring the game-winning goal in overtime to win the Stanley Cup for Toronto? That's, you know, that's the dream. And that's exactly what John Tavares said today, is that it's the dream that you have your whole life growing up. You want to play for the Leafs when you're little. You think that's the team. That's what you know. And, you know, he's not one of those guys who stayed in New York for the off season. Like, he came back to Toronto. This is his home. This is where he wanted to spend his time. And ultimately, it's where he wants to spend the next 7 years playing hockey. So it's a very, you know, of course, there's the money and the business aspect to it, but it's also a very sort of innocent sort of idea at the very core of it, is that he could have gotten a bigger deal somewhere else. He could have gotten bigger money, but ultimately he just wanted to be where he was maybe going to be a little uncomfortable hockey-wise, but where he was comfortable sort of in himself and who he is as a person.
And Kristen, that's the question going into last night that we didn't know. Everybody says they want to win a title and all that, but you have to wait for a person's actions. And he could have had more money elsewhere, could have gone somewhere warmer, could have gone somewhere with less pressure, but he chose to come to Toronto. And I want Leaf fans to get their minds around kind of the defeatist attitude from the past that we can have nice things now, right? Like, it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that the management group here has worked very hard to erase, is that idea that you can't come to Toronto and enjoy yourself. You can't come to Toronto and, you know, not be hounded by fans and media, that this isn't a good place to have a family, that it's not, you know, a place where players can have all of those aspects that they want in the spot where they have to spend, you know, 7 or 8 years at a time. And that's what Kyle Dubas said today that I thought was very interesting, is he rejects that notion that players don't want to come here or shouldn't want to come here, because he says, I have a young family and we're out in public all the time. And I don't think that we are hounded. He said it was worse in Sault Ste. Marie because it's a small town. Everybody knows you. So everybody comes up to you at dinner and gives you, you know, tells you that the team sucks or this sucks. But he said it's not like that in Toronto, and that, you know, people are very respectful, that the media, there is a lot of media coverage, but at least we're fair. You know, when the team's playing poorly, that's what we say. When they're playing well, we say that too. So he has tried to reject that notion in the pitch meeting that he had with Tavares. He said, you know, I have a young family. I'm like you. Tavares is getting married this summer. They're going to be probably thinking about starting a family as well. And that all of those things you hear about Toronto, they're not always true. And the most important thing is that the hockey team is on an upward trajectory. They want to win sooner than later, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're putting their resources into the right places, whether it's sports science, whether it's management, whether it's what they're putting onto the ice. Everyone has the same collective goal. They work as a unit, and it really seemed like Tavares understood that, and he understood that everyone's moving in the same direction, and it's an upward one, and they believe that, you know, that it's not that far away from when they can be the playoff contenders that they want to be. And having John Tavares in the fold definitely makes that an expedited process now, too.
It sure does. In conversation with Kristen Shilton, our TSN 1050 Maple Leafs reporter on Twitter, at Kristen_Shilton. And Kristen, I touched on this at the top of the show. The underlying storyline is Kyle Dubas swooping in and taking Tavares from his mentor, the guy who taught him as a Lou Lamoriello, got scooped by the kid. Like, what does that mean? Because we didn't know what type of GM Kyle Dubas was going to be. And in fairness, we still don't know full picture, but what a start.
Yeah, and that's very true. And it's interesting because I put that idea out there earlier this morning, and I sort of got some pushback, like, well, what did Lou Lamoriello really do while he was here, really? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you just think, well, they wouldn't be in the position that they are to do these things that they want to do. I mean, he moved contracts. He moved players in and out of the organization. He got guys here who helped the team make, you know, the jumps that they did into the postseason. It was just 3 years ago that this was the last place team, that this was a team that, you know, it was brutal. It was a season of pain, and they would not be in the position that they are now if it weren't for Brendan Shanahan and Lou Lamoriello and Mark Hunter and Kyle Dubas and all of those people. So it's, you know, you think now this is in a lot of ways the foundation that has been built by Lou, and then it's ultimately what has drawn John Tavares to come here instead of going to the New York Islanders. So certainly there is that aspect of it. And also Dubas learned a lot of what he knows now from Lou. He was a sponge around somebody who had that much experience. And I'm sure it did sting a little bit for Lou not to just lose Tavares, but to lose him to the team that sort of, you know, shuffled him out the door and tried, you know, that he wasn't going to be the GM here anymore. And so it's, I'm sure for him it did sting a little bit, but it's also just a reflection of the organization that he's built. And maybe he does take some modicum of pride in that and seeing what the Leafs have become because of his work here. And, you know, I think Kyle Dubas has given so much credit to Lamoriello for what he's taught him and the person that he's grown into in his profession because of Lamoriello. So it's a victory for the Leafs, but, you know, they probably wouldn't be in this situation without Lamoriello. And then, hey, if Lamoriello had handled the meeting with Steven Stamkos differently, you never know if they'd even be in this position today. Who knows? So it's a lot of moving parts to get you to this point.
Man, what a day. But, Kristen, we also have to say goodbye to some Maple Leafs who've been here for many years, through the ups and downs, to the turnover from the losing to the winning. JVR, you have to replace. We talked about it yesterday. You're going to have to look into on the wing that those 30-plus goals. Tyler Bozak, Uncle Leo, say bye-bye. What did their departures, do you think, mean? Because obviously we're all feeling good with John Tavares, but those are three notable characters in one way or another on this team.
Well, certainly, you've lost two alternate captains in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
You know, that you lose a lot of leadership from the room, just number one. Those were Bozak, JVR, and Komarov. Those are three players that I don't think you would find anyone in the Leafs room that had more respect for a player than those three. They were just so well-liked. They were relied upon so much just in the room. So you have to replace that, for one. And then on the ice, I mean, Van Riemsdyk scores goals. That's what he does. He was never, him and Bozak both, they were never great defensive players, but they could always, you know, they could always put pucks in the net. They could set, you know, they could set up scoring plays. They could do a lot offensively. So you do have to look at, where are we going to get 36 goals from? You know, that's just JVR. Okay, you've got Tavares coming in, and that's certainly going to help. But on the power play as well, the Leafs had the second best power play in the league last year, and JVR was their best power play guy. You know, he was in front of the net. There's not a lot of guys who can do what he does as well as he does. So that's going to have to be replaced. And then Komarov, he has that edge to his game. He has that mean streak, that physicality. When Mike Babcock talks about not getting slapped around, it's guys like Komarov who are out there who have just a little bit of that menacing quality who can make a difference. And now they've lost that as well. So there's certain aspects of the game that are going to have to be replaced now, but the Leafs are very big about promoting from within, and especially with Dubas in charge. He spent, you know, 4 years building up that Marlies program. He's seen guys go through the system. He knows that system better than anyone. So I think we will see some promotion from within, probably more than maybe we would have seen prior under Lou Lamoriello. And, you know, they've signed a couple of guys today, Adam Cracknell, you know, Josh Joris, Martin Marincin, he's back too, and Jordan Subban. So they have some depth guys who we could see coming up, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple more moves. Whether, you know, how that comes to be, I don't know, but this was the big fish. They had to reel this one in, and then now it's like you can lay your cards all out and you can figure out where you go from here. But there are some areas that still need to be addressed for the Leafs. They can't just outscore every team. They've got to have, you know, some guys on the third line, fourth line, and on D who can make a difference as well. So it's an exciting day, but the work doesn't stop here for the Leafs, certainly.
No, and you, when we chatted yesterday, you had just finished the coverage of the Leafs development camp, and now that almost seems to be more important than it was a day ago, because as you said, they want to promote from within, and then you keep having that wave after wave, and like Babcock did in Detroit, you learn the Maple Leaf way generation after generation now of players, right?
Right, and one thing Babcock has said a couple of times is that good teams, they develop their own players.
Yeah.
It's not just about going out and trying to fill holes in free agency. Good teams have a good program. They bring players up through there. The Leafs had some problems with getting rid of picks and prospects to bring in, you know, already established NHL players, and that didn't always work out for them. So the slow process is we're going to work on the Travis Dermott, the Andreas Janssens, the Carl Grundstrom. I could absolutely see Carl Grundstrom stepping in to the role that Leo Komarov played on this team last year. He has the same sort of meanness to his game that he also has more high-end skill in terms of scoring and in terms of offensive prowess as well. So he could end up being, you know, he could end up being an improvement on what Komarov was doing. We'll have to see. But those are the players that the Leafs are going to be looking at and they're going to be counting on. And so maybe there won't be a lot of movement. There could still be some before the season gets going, but they have a lot of players that they like that they've been, you know, working on and working with for the past 2, 3, 4 years. And they don't want to just see all that hard work not turn into NHL players if that's what the ceiling is for some of their prospects. And Dubas, just knowing the system that he's come up through, whether it was in the Sioux and now the Marlies and now to the Leafs, he wants to see those players succeed. He wants to see them get an opportunity as well. And that's what I would project is going to be how the Leafs proceed from here. And it's only a couple of months away to training camp. Like, we're looking at the beginning of July. September is going to come out before you know it. So I would expect to see a lot of promotion next year, a lot of Marlies making making a run at spots on the Leafs. And nothing, I think, would make Toronto happier than to see that happen.
Have that wave after wave. Kristen, thank you so much. Enjoy what has turned out to be a crazy Canada Day. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Kristen Shilton, TSN 1050 Maple Leafs reporter on Twitter, @Kristen_Shilton. My goodness. Wow. If you want to react, if you want to have your say about John Tavares, what does this mean for the Maple Leafs next season? Adding JT, you build up the middle, right? That's the strength. That's what they say. That's what teams that win titles do. The Chicagos, the LAs, the Pittsburghs, build up the middle. So what do you got? John Tavares, Austin Matthews, Nazem Kadri. That's your three. How long have the Maple Leafs been waiting for some sort of depth like that up the middle? Phenomenal. Then you add in Mitch Marner, William Nylander, Zach Hyman. Right, you got Freddie Anderson in the back. Does the defense leave something to desire? Yes. Have your say. 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050 on this Canada Day. Toll free. 1-855-591-6876. 855-591-6876. And you can vote on our Twitter poll as well. @TSN1050Radio. @AndyMC81. Of what does it mean for next season for the Leafs now that John Tavares has come home? Is it hoisting the cup? Is it Stanley Cup Finals? Is it conference finals, or is it an early exit? Leading the way so far, conference finals, 37%. Would you take it? After early exits the last couple of years, I'd take a conference finals trip, have that first build. Conference finals leading the way at 37%, hoisting the cup, winning it all, 26%. 19% early exit, and 18% is the Stanley Cup finals. Wow. What a conversation changer this is. This is our LeBron James moment, folks. Him coming home. Maybe not to the same level as far as being the very, very best in the game, but from an impact, the guy choosing to come back. Could have gone elsewhere. Could have gone anywhere. John Tavares has come home. The conversation continues. We'll hear from JT himself as he addressed the Toronto media after the break, and your calls as well. 416-870-1050, toll free 855-591-6876. This is the NHL Free Agent Frenzy Recap Show here on TSN 1050.
I've talked about it in the last week for one time, and whether it's Drew Doughty or one of these superstars that were born and raised in Toronto, and to know what it feels like. And I got a little bit tired of people saying, oh, why would he want to go back there? It's a tough place to play. Finally, one guy, and I got to do it, but obviously not in the same circumstances. I was kind of at the back end of my career, but to see a superstar pick Toronto as his choice in the prime of his career, I think is just fantastic.
You tell him, though. Jeff O'Neill. That's right. John Tavares had the cojones to come home, take the chance, take the shot to do it. And if he does, become legend forever of Leafs Nation. Wow. What a day. John Tavares has come home, Leafs Nation. I'm Andy McNamara. You're listening to the NHL Free Agent Frenzy Recap Show here on TSN 1050, tsn1050.ca, on the iHeartRadio app. Get us on Twitter @TSN1050Radio, @AndyMC81. Phone lines are open. Let's get your reaction on this Canada Day. Hope you're enjoying the heat. 416-870-1050, 416-870-1050, toll free 1-855-591-6876. We go to Sam in Toronto. Sam, how you feeling, brother?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm good. Just turn your radio down in the background a little bit for me,
sure,
man.
For sure. Happy Canada Day to everyone.
Happy Canada Day to you. So this news comes out. What's your first reaction? How you feeling? Tavares coming home.
First of all, it's awesome that he's finally the Leafs, definitely for sure. But I want to give a... like, I know people say about like, the sentimental value of why he chose to come to Toronto and all, but let's be honest, he wouldn't have signed here if the team wasn't good, right?
Sure.
So, and the culture change that happened. So I give a massive credit to Brandon Shanahan and what he's done since the Leafs have hired him. So for sure, like the team being better, the culture change and all. So I give a massive credit to Brandon Shanahan and the signing.
And you know what? And Lou Lamoriello too, right?
Definitely. And Kyle Dubas and everyone. So the front office and the ownership definitely. But it all started with Brandon Shanahan, right? So I got to give a massive credit for that. So I understand the sentiments of value, for sure. And that was awesome that finally a great player has decided to come and play for the Leafs. But for sure, we have to also remember that the team wasn't that great. Chance Darwin probably wouldn't have come here.
Yep.
That's all I want to say, everyone. So happy Canada Day to all.
Excellent. Thanks. Thank you, Sam. Great point. Yes. That is something we shouldn't lose sight of. If this team was where it was 4, 5, 6 years ago, Tavares wouldn't be coming here. Come on. Right? Tavares wouldn't be coming here. But Shanahan, the Shanahan plan, has built it all up, all around. Thanks for the call, Sam, and happy Canada Day to all of you. Some tweets coming in at TSN 1050 Radio, at AndyMC81. Have at Gugwin Danny says, let's make some room for Erik Karlsson and have him drama-free and hoisting a Stanley Cup. Oh, Danny's going all in. He wants more. Danny, I don't think there's enough money in the cap. I don't. I think the $77 million committed to Tavares kind of caps you for now on the real superstar extras coming in when you still have to pay Matthews, Marner, maybe Nylander. There's a lot of cash. In a perfect world, if we were pre-salary cap, like when I was a kid, you talked to your friends, you could play fantasy GM. The cap didn't matter. It was just which team had the most money. Then we could have that conversation. And it'd be a lot of fun. Bring Karlsson in, sure. But just from financials, that's quite doubtful. Quite doubtful. We got JT. So, Danny, I love the enthusiasm, but, that's not likely. We have from at Rusty Shackelford on Twitter, trade Kadri. Rusty, come on. No. Kadri right up the middle. What depth at center? Okay, we'll get back to more of your calls in a little bit. 416-870-1050. Toll free 855-591-6876. Here's the best of the John Tavares press conference as he addressed the Toronto media today.
It was quite the process. One of the toughest weeks, and obviously I say that knowing the position I'm in and how fortunate I am to be in this position, it was tough. You're in one place for so long, you get so embedded, your roots are so deep in there, and you care so much about the people and the people that have cared about you. It really took the right opportunity and the right fit. I thought the timing was just couldn't be beat, and certainly being from here, and I think with the with where this team's at and how good and young their core players are, and obviously seeing in recent weeks how the Marlies did and what the future holds with much more talent and the job that they've done here, it was just hard to turn down. It was hard to turn down this opportunity. It's obviously one of the premier organizations, not just in hockey but in sports, and as a kid, cheering for the Leafs growing up, you start to get those feelings again once I went through the interview process and got that, and just what it was like as a kid watching the Leafs and following my favorite players. I thought the timing was too good, and it was an opportunity I didn't want to turn down, and very fortunate to be here and happy to call myself a Maple Leaf.
Steven Stamkos went through this exact same thing a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember talking to both of you at the World Cup of Hockey training camp about it, and you guys were joking to each other. Did you talk to, I know you talked to a lot of people through this process, did you talk through to Steven about it? And obviously the limelight is going to be shining a lot brighter here, and that's no offense to the island, but mm-hmm. you understand just what you're stepping into. Can you discuss a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, first on the attention, I think I have an understanding of that. I've never been through it. I think that's some of the unknown. But that's what comes with being a Maple Leaf. And obviously, pressure just means it's a great opportunity. You got something to do, something special. And all you can do is put your best foot forward every day. Just try to be myself and go about my business like I have. Not try to change as a person and just believe in my abilities as I had since I was a kid. And to your point with Stammer, I talked to him this week, probably mostly about Tampa Bay more than this, but he was really good. I think he understood what I was going through. As similar as the situations are, there's definitely some differences, and that's, you know, probably the reason why I'm here today, and he probably felt differently then. Without him probably making that decision, who knows, but maybe this doesn't become a possibility. So, but you know, he's someone I've known for a long time, played a lot of minor hockey together, played against each other a lot, some great experiences with Team Canada. So he was great in just chatting and getting to know kind of his perspective on things.
John, you're coming from a situation where you were wearing the C. Has there been any discussion as to what your role will be? And maybe Brendan or Kyle, you could answer that as well. Do you expect to be wearing the C with the Toronto Maple Leafs next year?
No, that was never came up in our conversations over this past week. You know, they definitely expressed me coming in and wanting to use my experiences as a captain and things they believe that I can use as leadership quality. So, like I said, just try to be myself and bring what I can to the group to, you know, help contribute and try to be a piece of the puzzle.
Sure. I think in my experience with teams, when we've rushed decisions like that, they've always turned out poorly for the organization. And I don't want to ever, especially here now with where we're at, it's definitely not a decision to be rushed. We want to see how the group fits together. We want to see how the group works together. And then as time goes on, we'll evaluate where we're at. And if there's one player on our group that feels deserves that honor to be the captain of the team, we'll make that decision then. But I know it's a popular question here, but it's not something that can be rushed whatsoever on our end, because it is an important distinction to be the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we feel we have some great leaders, John among them, and we'll see how it all works together here this season and perhaps beyond. And we'll make that call when it becomes apparent to us all.
The hockey world's been on edge for the last, you know, week, and then more so in the last 48 hours. How has this process been from your perspective? And when did you learn that he was going to be coming here? When was the decision finally made?
Well, I think we prepared, and Mike and myself and Brendan went to Los Angeles and to the CAA offices on Monday to meet with Pat, Jim, Rachel, John, and Aaron. And so we prepared as well as we could for the presentation, put our best foot forward, and then as the week went on, continued to get questions from Pat and from John and the representatives, and then late last night it became apparent that this is the way that John was leaning with his decision, and then we had to work out a contract, obviously, very, very late last night into the morning and this morning. So that's the way that it went. In terms of being on edge, I think we were very hopeful. We thought we made a very good case and just presented, you know, all we did was present the people that we have here, the coaching staff, the leadership from Brendan on down, and the rest of our staff here. And then I think the most important part was presenting the players that John was going to play with. And in the end, that's why I think John would, if you boiled it down, that's why players want to come to different places, because the players that they're going to play with and be with every day on the team. And our guys were very, very good. I think perhaps John could speak to it, but letting him know how we operate and what he could expect here. So it was exciting for us. And these things, you always go up and down as you go along the process in terms of where you stand. Are you in or are you out? But obviously very, very, very exciting as it came to fruition here today.
For Brendan, in the past, maybe Toronto, well-known Toronto players coming back here didn't always work out. But do you feel in the last year and with what guys like Mitch and Connor Brown have done that it's a better environment and more conducive to success, certainly in this situation?
Well, I think it was something when I first got here that I recognized there were some changes that needed to be made. Certainly in any organization, you want to make it an organization where players can thrive and have success, and you just want to give them all the tools and on the ice, off the ice, for them to be able to enjoy their careers. So a lot of work has gone into it. A lot of people have joined us over the years to get us to where we are. And as Kyle said, most importantly, it falls on the players that we have on the team. And you named some guys yourself that really enjoy being Maple Leafs and put the work in. And they also understand the importance that being a Maple Leaf has to the city of Toronto. So I think those are all things probably, again, you can ask John, that we're a good match in personality with John. And not to mention the fact that this is where he grew up, and I can say that when you grow up somewhere, even it's sometimes even harder for those players to come home, and they have to sort of feel safe that this is a place where they're going to be given every opportunity to have success, because it's not just you, it's your family, it's the people you grew up with that are going to go on that journey with you. So I think that certainly we understood that was an important part for John, that his family, and that this is a place he grew up a Leaf fan. And but we had to do our part as far as making the on-ice product something that would be attractive to a competitive person like John.
Can you elaborate a little bit on what the process looked like on your end, especially since you returned from L.A., and how did you get to the point where the Leafs ultimately were where you wanted to sign?
Yeah, so, first off, I think all the teams that I met with were awesome, and obviously, you know, I took it very seriously, the commitment that it meant for those teams to come all the way out to Los Angeles and present to me. I didn't want to include anyone in there to waste anybody's time. I wanted to be very thorough. I wanted to be very honest and very open to everything. But certainly once we got into the process and kind of my feelings were developing over the few days, you know, every team made a great case. Made me feel like there was some obviously great potential with what could be there. But as we got back from LA, I just felt like my heart was in two places, where I'm from and a place where I've been for a long time that helped me become the man that I am today. And I was just, my gut was just tearing apart. My heart was tearing apart, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And yesterday was one heck of a day. Can ask my fiance just the amount of times I walked up and down the pool at my house, just trying to get a sense of what I wanted to do and the path I wanted to take. And I just felt this opportunity was just so rare. The timing of where this organization's at, where the team's at, obviously the connection of being from here. And, you know, I believe that this team's got such a great opportunity, and not just for the first few years of my contract, but for me, what was important was all 7 years, to really believe that there was a big window here to win and be a part of something special and to be from here. You know, you start to get those emotions coming and it just felt right. I just, from the meeting we had to my feelings over the few days, and then yesterday, just really just feeling right and was what I wanted to do. And I knew it was maybe a little bit of the uncomfortable thing to do, but I didn't want that to hold me back from taking a chance at a great opportunity, and, you know, just going to try to put my best foot forward and do the best I can. And obviously, I believe we can do some special things.
That was John Tavares, the best of clips, along with Brendan Shanahan and Kyle Dubas from his presser being introduced to the Toronto media today. JT, John Tavares coming home to be a Toronto Maple Leaf, joining Austin Matthews and company. Still can't believe it. Let's get back to the phones, and you can call in 416-870-1050. Toll free 855-591-6876. Roger in Burlington. Roger, you hear the news. Tavares, it's not a dream. It's not fiction. It's fact. How are you feeling?
Buddy, happy Kenny's day to start off, man.
Yes.
This is like the best thing. I am 35 years old. I've been watching the Leafs forever. I have never in my life felt so good about my hockey team right now. Like, this has been in the makings for a long, long time. And going forward, like, I am speechless just on the fact that, like, I didn't think this would happen.
No, we're not used to nice things.
As much as, like, everything, like, said, yes, it could happen, and we were probably, like, the best chance for it to happen, in my mind, I was like, some way, this is not going to happen.
No, because, Roger, in the past, like, when was the last big free agent who came to the Leafs in his prime? Not a has-been, not a washed-up guy, in his prime. I can't think of one. This is a 27-year-old stud.
Me either. And that's the God-honest truth. I can't tell you a free agent that has wanted to come here,
yep,
and hasn't come here just for the money. And to top it off, like, to me, right now, I am, like, in the moment of feeling amazing. It's Canada Day, and Mr. Canada is coming home.
That's like, right.
And we have, like he's a great player. He's top notch. It's not a fill in.
He's not sliding.
No. And the way that press conference went, to hear him say, like...
Did you get chills? I did.
Oh, dude, I got goosebumps.
I know, right?
I'm like, yo, I got to make sure I don't swear on the station. Because, like, I cannot afford to, like kill the vibe right now.
I know. 37 goals last year. And before we let you go, Roger, I want to get your vote on our Twitter poll at TSN 1050 Radio at AndyMC81. So Tavares is coming home. What does it mean for the Leafs next season? Hoisting the cup, Stanley Cup finals, conference finals, or early exit? What's your gut telling you?
I'm telling you, conference finals,
there
man.
There you go. I like it. That's the leader in the clubhouse, 38%. Roger, enjoy.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
I'm thinking realistically.
Yes. Like, it'd be nice to
honestly,
hoist the cup.
Right now,
yeah.
We got a good thing, man. It's amazing. Everybody, happy Canada that listened. Go, Leafs, go.
There you go, buddy. The excellence of execution. John Tavares coming home. Roger in Burlington. Love it. He's passionate. He's energetic. He's like what I think Leafs Nation, that's the vibe of Leafs Nation. We can't believe it. But it's true. John Tavares coming home to play for the Leafs. 27 years old in his prime, almost 40 goals last year. Let's do it. We're going to take the break. We got sound from the coach, Mike Babcock. We'll hear from Nazem Kadri. We'll hear from all sorts of Maple Leafs. Dave Festchuk from the Toronto Star at 8 p.m. Still to come, Dave Poulin at 8:30. TSN Hockey Insider. A lot more show coming up as we wrap up a crazy NHL free agent frenzy day on TSN 1050. Back to the NHL Free Agent Frenzy Recap Show here on TSN 1050. TSN1050.ca, the iHeartRadio app. I'm Andy McNamara. Vote on our Twitter poll. What does the John Tavares signing mean for the Maple Leafs next season at TSN 1050 Radio at AndyMC81? Still to come in the show, Dave Festchuk of the Toronto Star at the top of the hour. Dave Poulin, TSN Hockey Insider at 8:30. Some other notables. We've been talking about John Tavares, obviously, for the most part in the show, but some other notable signings around the NHL. Riley Nash goes to the Columbus Blue Jackets, 3-year deal, $8.25 million total. Sven Berchi to the Canucks, 3 years, $10.101 million. Uncle Leo, bye-bye. He's gone 4 years. How about that? 4 years, $12 million to the New York Islanders. So he rejoins Lou Lamoriello. Right there. Clendenning also to the Blue Jackets. Let's see. Some other ones here. Daniel Carr to to Vegas. Michael Hutchison, goaltender to the Florida Panthers. 1 year, $1.3 million deal. You can catch up on all the free agent signings, the trades, the moves at TSN.ca. You'll see the links of the signing tracker right there on the homepage. We'll step aside. After the SportsCenter update, it's time for Dave Festchuk. Get his reaction to the John Tavares signing, what it means for the Leafs, and swing around the rest of the moves in the NHL. This is the NHL Free Agent Frenzy Show on TSN 1050.